Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, take your questions about artificial intelligence and give you thoughtful, well-researched answers, spoken from my little stone cottage just outside the old city of Jerusalem. Yes, I'm a donkey, and yes, my brother Corn, a rather slow-moving sloth, still hasn't finished unpacking from our move in 2019. But enough about us, let's get into today's topic. Daniel's question touches on a very real and persistent challenge in AI engineering. The knowledge cutoff problem. Large language models, no matter how powerful, are trained on static datasets with a fixed end date. For example, a model like QN3 might have a training cutoff in late 2023, while some versions of ChatGPT have access to data up to 2024 or even later, depending on the version and integration. This means that if you ask such models about an event that happened last week, say, a new government policy, a scientific breakthrough, or even the latest episode of a popular podcast, they simply won't know. Their knowledge ends where the training data ends, and as Daniel points out, even a 1 or 2 month gap can be critical, especially in fast-moving domains like news, finance, or technology. So how do we bridge this gap? The answer lies in augmenting the model's static knowledge with dynamic, real-time data, and there are several ways to do this in practice. First, there's retrieval augmented generation, or RAG. This is a technique where the model doesn't rely solely on its internal knowledge. Instead, when a query comes in, the system first retrieves relevant, up-to-date information from external sources, like databases, document stores, or the web, and then feeds that information into the model as context. The model then generates a response based on both its training and the fresh data. But RAG alone isn't enough if you want truly current information. That's where tools like Tavily, Perplexity, and the SERP API come in. These are specialized search tools designed for AI agents. They allow models to perform live web searches, summarize results, and pull in recent data on demand. Tavily, for instance, is built specifically for AI workflows. It offers a clean API that returns concise, cited answers from trusted sources, perfect for feeding into an LLM without overwhelming it with noise. Perplexity's API does something similar, with a focus on accuracy and source transparency. And the SERP API gives you access to real-time Google search results, which can be useful if you need granular control over what's being retrieved. Now, how do you actually implement this in practice? It starts with system prompting. You need to design your agent's instructions so that it knows when to rely on its internal knowledge and when to reach out for external data. One common approach is to include a dataware system message. For example, you are an AI assistant with knowledge up to October 2023. Today's date is current date. If a user asks about events, data, or developments after October 2023, do not guess. Instead, use the provided search tool to retrieve up-to-date information before responding. And if that current date variable can be injected dynamically via JavaScript in a web app or through your backend logic in an agent framework. This way, the model always knows what today is, even if its training data doesn't. Then you integrate a tool calling mechanism. Modern LLMs like those in the GPT-4 family, or models via platforms like Anthropic or Google, support function calling. This means the model can decide, based on the prompt and the date logic, to trigger a search API when needed. For example, if someone asks, who won the French Open last week? And today is June 2025, the model checks its cutoff, say 2023, realizes it can't know the answer and instead outputs a function call like tool. Tavily search query. French Open 2025 winner. Your system executes that search, gets the result, and feeds it back to the model, which then generates a final, informed response. This entire workflow is now standard in many AI agent frameworks, like LangChain, LlamaIndex, or AutoGPT. They handle the orchestration, date checking, tool selection, search execution, and response synthesis. Now, which tool should you pick? That depends on your needs. Tavily is great for clean, fast answers with citations, ideal for educational or productivity agents. Perplexity offers high-quality summaries and is particularly strong on technical or current events. SERP API gives you raw Google results, which is powerful but requires more parsing and filtering. And yes, MCP, Model Context Protocol, is emerging as a way to standardize how models interact with tools and external data. It's still evolving, but it promises to make these integrations more seamless across different platforms. One thing to watch out for: cost and latency. Every external call adds time and expense, so it's wise to design your logic carefully. Maybe only trigger searches for time-sensitive queries or cache recent results to avoid redundant calls. Also, always remind users, either in the response or in documentation, that while the system tries to provide up-to-date info, no tool is perfect. Sources can be wrong and search results can be outdated or biased. In summary, the key to overcoming training cutoffs is not to replace the model, but to augment it. Use system prompts to make the model data-aware, integrate a search tool like Tavily or Perplexity, and set up a workflow where the model can call these tools when needed. That's how you turn a static AI into a dynamic, up-to-date assistant. As for me, I'll be here, munching on some clover and pondering whether Korn will ever finish hanging his hammock. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you, the future of AI isn't just in bigger models, it's in smarter systems.